life, sex, goals, and oh, hell knows, this is Midlife Craving.
So, hot dog, welcome back to Midlife Craving. My cravers love you. I'm so happy that you're here.
Appreciate all the fans. I appreciate you greatly.
Okay, so I want to catch up with you, and you have a Polly story for me, you said?
She was Polly.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to hear about that. And then, so, you know, I'm kind of in a throuple with this one couple, and they gave me these fellatio oral sex tips cards. And we're going to read some of them, and I want to hear like a male POV. Like, what do you think about them? Are they hot? Are they not? So okay. We're going to play that game. Okay. So let's just jump right into it. What? Tell me your story with a poly girl. And what have you been up to? I haven't seen you in what, like 2 months?
It's been a couple months, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing super crazy as far as life. The poly story was just, it was just weird. So I don't know if a lot of people know about FetLife or not. So I have an account on that.
Yeah. You need to show me that, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm
it's pretty
it
cool. Okay. So I made one like years ago because this girl I was seeing mentioned like some quiz or something on it. So I downloaded it. Made an account, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Facebook, but for like kinky people.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really use it much.
So it's like a news feed and it shows. Yeah. Okay.
And then you can like do events. It's like Facebook, honestly, but kinky.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about how people will be like house party.
Yeah.
Open invitation.
Yep.
Okay.
And you just like RSVP on the event.
Yeah.
You can like look at your pictures. You can like friend people, follow people.
Okay.
It's kind of cool, actually. So I downloaded or made an account, whatever, years ago. Didn't really use it. Then, I don't know, like last year, I started kind of using it more just because I was like actually using it and like seeing all the events and stuff. I don't go to any of the events, but I think it's just cool. And mm-hmm. mostly what I love is the tea, the drama.
Ooh.
Because you know how like on Facebook? Tea? Yeah, you know how like on Facebook people do like those really cryptic messages? Like, I can't believe some people.
Well, oh my God.
A lot of times people keep it PG because it's Facebook and they have like their mom added. Well, on FetLife, they ain't got their family added, so they'll be straight up like, don't ever message blah, 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 you know, at,
no
you know,
shit.
Big Bear Dog 44, because he's a fucking dick.
Wow.
Like, and it's like good tea.
Ooh, okay, I'm going to have to make an account just for that.
I love the tea.
I could do probably a whole episode about FetLife.
Oh my gosh. There was this one, I followed this drama for 3 days. It was this gangbang event,
ooh.
And apparently something happened, and someone was like rude and got kicked out, so they were like commenting on each other's posts back and forth for like 3 days. It was like 500 comments
every day.
Every morning I'd log in with a cup of coffee and just read the comments and be like, this is so good, I love this.
Oh yeah.
I love
all right, I'm
going
to have to make an account just for this. Okay, so where'd you meet this poly girl?
On Fet. She, like, followed me and messaged me, hey, how's it going? Hey, mm-hmm. how are you doing? Very short, like, 10 messages. And then she's like, hey, we should hang out sometime.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, and I'm like, sweet. She's like, yeah, I'm poly. Is that cool? I'm like, yeah. She's like, do you have any experience? I'm like, not really.
So she's in a poly relationship,
yeah, like
or she is poly and she's thinking maybe she might meet you and you guys can
right.
explore
she
that together.
She has like a main boyfriend.
Okay. Got it.
Looking for additionals.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has girlfriends, side, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we did like 10, 15 messages. She's like, yeah, let's hang out on like a Tuesday, I think it was. I'm like, okay, whatever. So she comes up. We go to this bar. We're there for like... Oh, and she's like, oh, we have a few rules, the boyfriend and I, with new people, other partners. I'm like, cool, what are they?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, one was like, well, if I'm hanging out with him, then I'll always choose him over you. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
nothing
you got a
crazy.
Boyfriend. Okay, yeah.
And then the other one was, do you do safe sex? And I was like, well, yeah. And she's like, okay, cool. I'm like, that's it? And she's like, yeah, pretty much. I'm like,
okay.
All right, what a long list of rules.
Yeah, really. Nice boundaries.
Right? I mean, whatever.
I can work with that.
So she comes up. We go to this bar. We talk for like legit 15 minutes. And she's like, this is really loud. And I'm like, yeah, it was really loud.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, let's leave. Oh, I can't hear you. And I'm like, yep. So we go outside. We talk for a few more minutes. And she's like, it's cold. Let's go back to your place. And I'm like, cool. So go back to my place. 20, 30 minutes. We're like drinking in my kitchen, living room.
Mm-hmm.
Chatting, and she's like, so you want to go upstairs? And I'm like, okay, you've convinced me.
Twist my arm.
You've talked me into it, you little smoothsayer. So we go upstairs, and then we're just like sitting on my bed. We're like doing that awkward, like everyone's trying to figure out like who's making the first move and what.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, I'm like, I start leaning in for the kiss, right? And she goes, oh, I don't do that. And I'm like, what do you mean?
And she's like, kissing is a boundary?
And then, well, I'll get there. And then she's like, well, I don't do that. And I was like, oh, you don't want to like hook up first date? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, no, that's fine. And I went, okay. So what do you mean then? And she's like, well, I don't do kissing. And I'm like ever? And she's like, yeah, just whoever my main partner is. But anyone else, I don't. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So what do you guys do, to stare at each other and like rub each other? Like,
right.
That's so fucking awkward.
So it like threw me off because I'm like, well, I don't know how to proceed. Like, because
yeah.
I'm in that boat. I'm like, do I just touch you? Do I just...
Do we just look at each other
stop?
While we penetrate each other? The fuck? So what'd you do?
So then I'm just kind of sitting there. I'm like, so you don't want to like hook up then? She's like, oh, no, we can. And I was like, okay.
Does she kiss on the neck? Like any...
Nope, none. Zero.
This kind of makes me burp so bad.
No mouth action, basically.
Excuse me. Oh, my God.
And I'm just like, okay, so you do? And she's like, yeah, we can. And I'm like, okay, so let's do it, I guess. She's like, cool. So she takes off her boots, takes off her pants, and she's like, so how do you want it? And I was like, And she's like, you want to do doggy? And I was like, sure. She's like, cool. So she just got on all fours, and she's like, whenever you're ready. And then I was just like, okay.
I've never fucked someone and not made out with them before.
There was
or kissed them before.
No touching, no kissing, just straight. Just
pounding ass.
Just going straight in, and then afterwards, and then she was like, awesome. And she was like, hey, you should like text me sometime. We should do it again. And then she left, and that was that. It was very awkward, and
there
I was like,
no kiss goodbye.
Nope.
Okay. Wow.
Just, hey, you should text me. And
you know,
she...
by the way, if you have a boundary like that, you should discuss that beforehand. Like, that's like her biggest boundary, too. Not like, hey, do you use condoms? Also, you know, my primary partner comes first. Cool, cool, cool. But
normal.
No kissing? That's a big... Before you get to someone's house, you got to say something about that shit. What the fuck? I would have been like, you know what? We're done here. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And listen, I get the boundary. I've actually have heard of many couples who don't kiss, but tell the person before they get into that intimate setting with you. That's fucking awkward. I can't imagine not making
it.
It
was awkward. If I wouldn't have been absolutely hammered, I probably would have been like, I'm good. Thanks.
By the way, you know what I'm thinking about? Remember the last time we fucked? Because I'm really excited to fuck you in the swing. I'm thinking about how it's so hot, like making out with you. Ugh, I'm just excited. Very excited.
Not to be that guy, but I have been told I'm a pretty good kisser. Not to be that guy.
You are a good kisser. And you know, I think what denotes a good kisser is people that are on the same wavelength, right? Like we kiss the same. We have the same vibe. So that's why it works. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
Not everyone's going to think I'm a good kisser, you know? But we match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So are you going to see her again? Have you ever saw her again?
I haven't. I did text her just like, hey, I had a great time. And then she was like, yeah, we should hang out again, blah, blah, blah. And then I was just like, it's just awkward.
Yeah,
it almost feels like kind of like a prostitute, like the no kissing rule. Like, okay, I'll just bend over and you just go to town and
did she suck
later.
Your dick at all? Nothing.
Nope. Just she was like, do you want doggy? And I was like, sure. And she just like got on all fours and that was that.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that's probably the best position if she's not going to be, because imagine being face to face.
Oh, yeah. That's like,
ew, it's
awkward. Like just tempting.
Yeah, it's weird. Well, you don't know this yet, but it's funny because I've been recording so much. I have so many episodes. I don't know where things are going to fall in line. But I had sex in my car last week and I hurt my arm. I couldn't move my arm for like 24 hours. Yeah, I got fucked from behind, leaning over in my driver's side seat. And I have like nerve damage in my right arm.
Jesus Christ.
It was like 2:00 in the morning in the city of Towson on the side of the road. You know, I can't be tamed. It's a fucking problem.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Nope. I know. It's a fucking problem. But I love a girl that's a safe sex girly. I'm a safe sex girly too. And I'm like, put on that fucking condom. You know, we fucked twice. Once in my passenger side seat and then the other. And I was like, nope, condom. I'm like throwing them out. You know, like you got to use them. It's a big deal.
It is. Make sure you guys wrap it.
That's right. Somebody asked me too. They said, how often should you get tested? I feel like for me, I get tested every quarter just because I'm out here. I'm in the lifestyle. I'm having multiple partners. It's fun. I think I text you every time I get tested. I'm like, you're good.
Yes.
Because we fuck so much. I'm like, you're good. I'm like, it's a free test. I think when I I think it's when I was like going through all that HPV stuff. I don't remember, but I was just like, hey, you're good. You're good. I got tested again. But anyway, I would say if you're very sexually active, you have multiple partners once a quarter. If you know, are changing, you get a new partner. I don't know. I feel like it's always a good time to get tested.
Yeah. No, definitely. And I definitely agree with the whole new partner thing. Like yeah. If you're...
Because let's be honest, condoms, they stop a lot.
Yeah.
But not herpes, not HPV. That's all skin to skin, you know. There's
it's
a lot of
like
stuff.
Just like with anything, you just kind of use your best judgment almost. Like if you're married with one partner,
right?
Probably never get tested. You're probably a good brother.
I wouldn't say never.
Well,
you know, my doctor.
you know, my
doctor said that most of her new STIs are married women, and they're like, I haven't had sex with anybody else, and people cheat. We know this.
Yeah. I'm just saying you shouldn't. But then if you're like doing a gangbang every Thursday, probably more than once a quarter.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Which on FetLife, if you guys check it out, that's basically all it is.
FYI, I'm not cool with that. So I am a slut. You know me. You fuck me. I'm very slutty, but I'm ethical about it, okay? And all of my lifestyle partners are as well. We all get tested all the time. We talk about sexual health all the time. It's like at the forefront and it's fucking vital. You know what I mean? I feel like if you can't talk about sexual health and if you aren't into, you know, protection or when's the last time you got tested or whatever, then you shouldn't be fucking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's
right.
definitely a...
I can't wait to fuck you, by the way. I'm
a weird, a weird thing on from non-lifestyle people since I do both.
Yeah, like, you do.
I'd say most of my dates are non-lifestyle people. And
I have a question for you.
And that's very awkward. If anyone ever says the testing thing, 80% of people get immediately offended. They're like, so I'm a whore? Is that what you're insinuating? It's like, no, just
oh, fuck
making
that.
Sure we're all good. But I get air quotes here. Normal people, they like get offended if you ever bring up the whole
testing. Oh, no, I'm bringing
thing.
That shit up. Let me ask you a question because when you go on dates... What I'm struggling with, and especially, listen, my life is online, yours isn't, but like I'm struggling with when do I tell someone your freaky side? Like for instance, I went on a date with this guy a couple of weeks ago, right? And he's like, so like you've been, how long you've been single? And I was like, you know, gosh, almost 3 years and da 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 da. And he's like, so you've been dating? And I was like, well, I've been in the lifestyle and I've been very spoiled as a unicorn lifestyle. He's like, lifestyle? What does that mean? And I swear to God, I could see the color draining out of his face. And he was like it's intimidating. You know what I mean? And but I think to myself, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to withhold what I am or who I am or what I'm about. So, you know, a lot of my friends have said, you know, Adrian, maybe wait till like the second or third date to break out what you're doing. But I'm like, fuck that. What, like, if someone asks you, I mean, we have a different background and different lifestyles.
Oh, I absolutely
a little bit.
Lie every time.
You
absolutely. I'll be straight with you. If they're
okay, what do you
that's
say?
That's a pretty
yes,
normal
I'm
thing.
I'm vanilla.
I'll admit it's usually like second, third date, whatever. But or I guess usually after like you hook up, so maybe first. But
well, for us, it was first. You yeah. broke all my fucking rules.
It's usually the first.
You fuck on the first date always.
90-some% probably.
No way. I mean, I guess I did fuck that guy last week after like 2 hours of meeting him. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do try to have like
streets.
A standard. Shut up.
But no.
Listen, if the vibe is right, I'm all in.
I mean, yeah, no, it's fine. Like, I mean,
you know,
I do it. I would say solid 90% of the time. Like, if I have 3 dates a week, I'd say 3 times.
No shit, really.
Generally speaking, yeah.
Good for you. You know what it is about you? Your confidence, you exude confidence. Your personality is fucking incredible. Like, you're just such a, I don't know, going on a date with you and then going on a date with someone else, I'm like, oh, this bores me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
That's a massive turn on.
That's...
I get the same thing. But I will tell you, one of the things that I love about you is you keep up with me. A lot of men are very overwhelmed. They're very intimidated by the things that I say and the way that I am. And you match my energy. That's hard to find. You probably feel that way about some girls. There's no way all these girls
oh
are
God.
Matching your energy.
I'm so
right.
bored so often.
Right. Me and you is like a dangerous combination.
Yeah. And it's not even like a negative thing. Like I say that like
yeah.
a negative thing. But
right.
sometimes boring's good. Don't get me wrong.
Sometimes.
It is.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I get annoyed with myself. I'm like.
Oh my God, I am so sick of my shit right now. I told you what I was doing earlier.
Yeah.
I'm sick of myself. I'm over myself right now. I'm like, you know what, Adrian? What'd you say I was doing? I'm fucking around.
Oh, yeah, you're fucking around. Gonna find out. Well, that's like me.
If I could literally say the honest, brutal, you know the truth and you know about me. If I could say the shit that like is this has been going on the last 24 hours in my life, which I just told you a little bit ago. Imagine, like, people have no idea. I mean, like you said, I mean, I have been fucking around a little bit. I have. I'm not gonna lie, but I hope I don't find out.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's like so. I'm doing the work. I have the kids that I take care of. Was my custody like 80%?
I love seeing you and your kids.
And then
you're such a good dad.
I'm doing assistant lacrosse coach for the kid, and then I'm also getting my next degree.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
yeah, you got shit going on.
Yeah.
Same with me. Listen, I have a lot going on too. I have two podcast shows. I'm a single
mom.
You're
wild.
I know.
But it's like sometimes I'm like at home and I'm like, I want to sit for a little bit and I'm like, I can't. I got to do stuff. And then other times I'm like, I'm bored. I should sign up for something.
I don't think I've ever said the word bored. It's been a really long time since maybe my marriage. It was the last time I said I was bored.
60 seconds away from signing up for Italian classes the other night. I was sitting at home.
Fucking Rosetta Stone.
Yes, I was. I downloaded Duolingo and I started.
You should learn Spanish. I want to learn Spanish.
Well, the kids want to go to
Italy. That's where I should take you tonight. Mexican.
Ooh, I love Mexican.
Let's go to fucking Mexican tonight. I'm like a celebrity in that bitch.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, everybody knows me. That's where we're going.
Okay.
Although my daughter is going to be pissed if she finds out I went there without her. But, okay. I love talking to you. I can't wait to fuck you.
Same.
It's going to be fun. All right, so listen, I have these, like I said, one of my very favorite couples, we were having an overnight together, and my friend was like, Adrian, you have to read these cards. Now, mind you, there's 52 cards, and I picked a few of them out, but some of these are absolutely ridiculous, okay? So here's some of the cards, and I want to get a male POV. You let me know what you think, okay? Okay, so this is amazing fellatio. Right? This is getting and giving amazing fellatio. It's an instructional deck. 52 oral sex tips. Okay? I have cameras
That's
here.
A lot of tips.
You know, I love playing the game Just a Tip. That's my thing. Okay.
Fucking God.
Although we're not going to play Just a Tip. I'll suck your dick later, but what I really want you to do is put me in that swing and just like pound my pussy. That's what I really want.
I've told you, I've been clean for like a week now.
You know, let's talk about that, Cravers, because what have you been doing? It's been a week.
I've been doing nothing. I haven't been on any dates. I haven't jerked it.
Oh, my God. I haven't had an orgasm in how long?
Today is the 8th day. So,
oh my God.
7.5 days, I guess.
Ooh. Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to pull out and come all over my belly and all over my titties. That'd be really hot in the swing.
It's going to be like 2 minutes. It's going to take longer to set up the swing than it's going to last. Just FYI.
I told you, I really want to I have it on my list to be a free use toy, right? And so it's not about my pleasure the first round. I really just want to feel like I've been used. That really turns me on, actually. And then we're going to go get margaritas and then come back. And then we can have like our hot, you're a passionate lover. You are. And we can have that upstairs later. But
I do try
the
to
first,
love.
You're a good lover. You are.
I try
you know
to
you are.
I don't know. I just enjoy
you are.
Other people enjoying themselves.
You know what you do? I'm about to say your name. Hot dog. The conversation that you have in bed is really hot. Like you say things to me like, you're so beautiful. Or I don't know. You just compliment me a lot. And that's a really big thing as a lover. I like that about
you. It's because I'm a fan of you. If I wasn't
a fan of you too.
I would definitely call you a dirty tramp and pull your hair.
I kind of like that too. You could do both.
All right. Well,
but you're a gem.
If we're getting margaritas, that's tequila, so that might happen.
Oh, that's when the dirty talk starts? That's what fucks you up?
The drunker I get, the more I get of going over the edge and just being like, you're a dirty tramp.
Okay. I like that kind of talk though. You know what? At Mexican, like, if you're like, you know, you like the way I fuck that pussy. Oh, I love that kind of talk. Let's do it.
All right.
All right, we're going to see my friend. Wait till you see when I walk in there. Everyone's like, oh, Adrian! I go there like twice a week.
You're one of those people?
My brother calls it the cafeteria.
Nice.
He's like, oh, you're back at the cafeteria. My Cravers know who follow me. They see me there all the time. I'm there all the time. Okay, so let's talk about these cards. And we're at the almost 30 minutes. So what I'm going to do is watch this clock because I have a guy that's coming to help me when I get back from Vegas set up. You know, video's new to me and YouTube is new to me. So I'm out here just trying to learn.
Nice.
All right. So here's These are the cards that I pulled out of the 52 where I was like, let me find out. So I want to hear what you think. Okay, so the first one is slap his penis against your face, then shake it and wiggle it in your mouth to let him see how much fun you're having and be sure to make sounds of pleasure. How do you feel if a girl slaps her face with your dick? You ever done that before?
That feels very porno-y.
Yeah?
It does. Now, the second half of that, show him how much you're enjoying it.
Yes, I mean, come on. For always. Sure.
There has been so many times where I'm getting head, and it's just like part of the process. And you can like recognize, it's like, you're not a fan of this.
Oh, no.
And it's just, it's
so disappointing. It's like it's, men, when they go down on me, and they're like this.
Yes.
Like it's, a cat drinking milk. No.
It's such a mood killer.
I'm like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah,
you know?
We'll just go on to the next step.
Yeah,
it's
fine. Just bend over.
You're ruining everything for everyone. Like, you're just ruining this.
That's one of the things I preach so much is enthusiasm is everything. Act like you want to fucking be there.
Yes.
Even if you're acting. Win the fucking Academy Award, yes. Bitch. Right?
Yeah. I know. It's like, look, it's 20 minutes. Like, just.
I know.
Give me
know.
20 minutes of enthusiasm.
Exactly.
And then take a nap. I don't care. Like, just Thank give me you. That 20 minutes.
Cannot agree more. That's disappointing. I'm out here trying to do the Lord's work, okay? I'm
like, okay, I don't know about that one.
No, like, I'm going to make a manual. I'm out here pushing, you know, how to suck dick and wait. It should make sound. You should use suction.
Just as Jesus intended. Yep. And, I read that in the good book, too. Was it Leviticus? Is that?
Well, you know I know how to suck dick, motherfucker. I'm out here trying to school these girls. Okay, next card. While giving him oral sex, insert a lubricated finger, palm up, into his anus and stroke his prostate.
That's a no. I'm just going to stop you
in
there.
In a come hither movement.
I'm going to stop you there.
It might not be your thing, but there are some men where that is their thing.
I have heard.
Okay.
I knew a guy in the army that was a huge fan of that.
Oh, really?
Huge fan.
Did she surprise you with it?
She didn't do it to me. No. Her husband.
Oh.
I knew her. Her and her husband were in the army, and I was in the army.
By the way, how's your couple friend that's in the lifestyle? How are they doing?
Good, yeah.
Oh, good.
They're getting married soon.
No way.
Very soon.
Don't do it.
I'm one of the
Are you the groomsman? Oh,
yeah,
fun.
No big deal. Hopefully I get to hook up with one of her sisters who are going to be a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
I've already said it like 6 times and she keeps saying, no, stop
I have
it.
Fucked
no.
so many people that I've been in weddings with. Oh my God.
I can't wait. If I don't, I'm going to be very disappointed in her.
You're going to get some.
I've said it like 8 times. I'm like, hey,
hook me up, sister.
Yeah.
Right, like, right.
Is that your cousin?
What are you here for? I mean.
I'm like, is your cousin single? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, tell her about me.
Yeah.
Tell her.
Okay, here's another one. Suck him from the tip of his penis all the way down to his anus as if you were playing a harmonica. Okay. I have not. Have you ever had your salad tossed?
I have not.
I'm not into that either. I haven't done it, although I do love having my ass eat.
I was
Big
say,
fan.
I do it.
Do you?
I don't think I would like it done to me.
I'm a particular, like, it takes, I don't know. It's like, I really enjoy it, but it has to be the right time. Like, there's some times where I'm like, I'm not in the mood for that.
Yeah.
Or I'm like, hey, listen.
Same, like, with any sex thing. You could be, like, a fan of it
70%
of the time, but that 30%, you're like, just no.
Like, when I'm with my local, okay, I mean, he's eating my ass every time. Like, I'm like, you're doing that because he's just so good at it. And then my dom, like, he's so good at it. He'll strap me down to the bed. He will finger, he'll be like, circling my clit, thumb in my pussy, and eating my ass at the same time. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. I haven't seen him in forever. Okay. This is a really good tip, I feel like, on these cards. Lick the underside seam of his penis with the flat of your tongue while looking up at him to maintain eye contact. Big fan.
Big fan.
Are girls out here not giving eye contact?
No. I have to say
Why?
That. I would say almost every time. I have to say look up almost every time.
Oh, you say look up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that. You
I
should use your
that.
Words.
Yes.
Fuck yeah, right?
Yes.
And I tell, like, a lot of women say to me, like, Adrian, I'm uncomfortable. I don't know where to look. It makes me nervous. And I'm like, don't worry about it. He loves it. Like, you look hot with a cock in your mouth. He's enjoying every second of it. To me, it's a power play. Like, I'm looking at you and I'm like, you like me sucking that dick? You like it, don't you? Like, I'm a big.
I'm going to shout out, or I guess knock some of the fellas. Too many dudes are quiet.
Yeah,
like,
that's,
I wouldn't
yeah,
even
true.
Say I'm like very super vocal during mm-hmm. sex, but I've had tons of women be like, I love that you say stuff.
Yes.
I love that you're vocal. And I'm like, yep. But I'm not even that vocal. And they're like, yeah, most dudes just heavy breathing.
Mm-hmm. Like, I have to tell you, I have not had bad sex partners in it's been a really long time. I have just been so selective, and I've been very good at vetting people. Like I have like my freak dar, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to fuck him. So I haven't had vanilla sex in so long, but like my ex-boyfriend and stuff, it was the same way. And I was like, God, you know, say something. How's it feel? Yeah. You know, like even when I was getting, when I told you when I pulled my fucking, I don't know if I have a herniated disc. I don't know what's happened. I still am like numb in my fucking arm. But the reason why is because I had all my weight on this arm because I was turning around and I was like, you like the fucking tight pussy, bitch. And he was like, yeah, I like the fucking pussy. And I'm like, we're outside. And I'm like looking for cameras. I'm like, oh, my God. It was hot. I'm not going to lie. But I couldn't move my arm for 2 days. So,
yeah, I don't know how people in the 50s did it.
What? They were freaks. They were fucking.
Some were. But you know, there was definitely a few that were like. That one dude who just heavy breathed for 6 to 9 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And called it the day.
The eye contact, though. Girls give me shit about that, too. They're like, I don't like doing that. I'm like, or they'll say when he's laying down. I'm talking about eye contact when he's standing. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
I think that's the thing because that's more the dominance thing.
Mm-hmm,
when
mm-hmm.
a dude's standing. It's more of like a, because I have been told I'm more dominant leaning. And I love standing. I'm not a big fan of laying down. I like standing. Mm-hmm. That's like,
I mean, I'll suck dick when I'm laying. And I do like look up. It is harder, but yeah. I'm a big fan. You know how I like when I'm backed up against the bed. You're fucking my face. Like that's my kind of thing. Okay. Have you ever had this before? Make humming sounds while you are sucking the head of his penis for extra vibrations.
Yes.
Let's try that. I haven't done that before.
Yeah.
Does it make a difference or take it or leave
it? You can definitely tell a difference, but it's not like a.
Must have.
Yeah, it's not like if it doesn't happen, I'm like, oh man.
God, Heineken makes me burp like a motherfucker.
It's all the carbonation. It's like you basically drinking alcoholic Mountain Dews. Like,
yeah, oh, they're so good though. Okay, are we gonna do a shot before we leave too? Oh my God, this
danger zone.
Okay, avoid the gag reflex by leaving your tongue outside of your mouth as you suck his shaft. I love that tip. This is a good card because a lot of women say, like, Adrian, I have a pretty serious gag reflex. I have a hard time taking all that cock in my mouth. That's a really good idea. Stick your tongue out.
Obviously, I don't know, but isn't, like, put your thumb in your palm or something a thing?
Hmm?
Okay, maybe not. I don't know. I feel like I've heard that before. You, like, put your thumb, like, tuck it in your hand and, like, squeeze it.
Never heard that before.
Like, stops the gag reflex.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Okay, next one. Wrap your lips tightly around the head of his penis and use your mouth to suck it with vacuum motions. I love this tip because I agree. I see so many women giving blowjobs and I'm like, are you even sucking? So, but also remember, and my friend was saying this, to remember to wrap your lips under your teeth. Have you ever had someone scrape your dick?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, no. Yes. Really? No fucking way. That's actually one of my favorite things to do is like to like pull out and be like,
God.
I saw myself do that. It was hysterical.
I'm trying to remember this one girl, but I remember standing in her living room. She was sitting on the couch.
Uh-huh.
And I remember for like the whole time I'm just sitting there like, it'd be nice. And then I would just catch a tooth.
No way.
And I would just be like, and I think she thought it was a good thing. She'd be like, you like that? And I'd be like, yeah.
Oh, no.
Because I didn't want to be awkward and be like, you're biting me.
Yeah, come on. Like, wrap your lips. I look like a lady who like has dentures.
Those are the best.
Take your teeth out, Adrian.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Come here, Gam Gam. Get you some.
Oh shit. Okay. Wow. Okay. Okay, this is interesting. For deep throating, have him straddle your face while you're lying on your back. Be sure to have a special stop code, such as tapping his leg 3 times. I'm a big fan of that position because I do like feel, I like, you know, breath play is my thing. Mm-hmm. I like feeling suffocated for a second or two. Have you ever had fuck someone's face like that?
Yeah. Not for like long periods, but yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Big fan.
Masturbate while giving head to your lover.
Ooh, I love that.
Me too. You know what? Remember that? Remember when I was recovering from my surgery? Yes. We couldn't fuck, and that's what I did right here. That was right there.
Oh, I remember. I was there. I remember. I wrote it down in my diary and everything.
Oh, did you? Oh, dear diary. The added visual of watching you get off will increase his excitement.
Yep.
Cannot agree more. And by the way, this vibrator Coco from tracysdog.com, use code CRAVERS20, get 20% off. I love this vibrator. And the best part about it is that it's quiet. Like, listen to this. Like, let me put it on full blast.
That is like, pretty quiet.
Like, yeah, it's next to the microphone, but like, you can barely hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, when I put it down here, you can't even hear it. We can wear it. You want to wear it to the Mexican restaurant?
I mean, I don't want to wear it.
Have you ever done that? Look, there's a Lush over there. You ever?
I don't want to wear it.
Put this between your legs. Have you ever tried the Lush vibrator where you control the vibrator?
No, I've never done that.
It's over there. We should try it sometime. It's okay. To me, it's more foreplay. Like, I leave out, like, someone needs to build Noah's Ark. I'm like, Jesus, my pussy's so wet. But it's okay. It's just okay.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm like, oh, my God, can we do that tonight?
I think for that, it's more the whole, I guess, forbidden, like, we're doing this in public.
Right.
The actual
Agreed. Vibration of I have gotten finger banged at the Mexican restaurant before, and it was super hot. If you want to be same-siders, let me know.
I mean, yeah.
You ever done that?
In public?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when I was 16. I mean.
At the movie, the popcorn trick? Okay, here's the next one. You're so fun. Okay, suck on an ice cube prior to giving him a blowjob for some extra cool sensation. You ever done that before?
Done that one, the mint thing, Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks, fuck that. No, fucking no. You know what that was? It was a sticky, gritty mess. I hated every minute of it. Did you like that?
Not really. It's been a long time. Don't get me wrong.
So my friend Aaron was like, Adrian, you need to put Pop Rocks. Maybe we can try it together. See, you're a great partner to explore with. Like, you need to put Pop Rocks on your tongue and then like to stick your, excuse me, stick your tongue out. And then you lay your dick on my tongue. And it was like, I don't know.
It's the same thing with the ice cube. Like, it's okay. Different. It's different, which is nice.
I haven't done the ice cube thing. Up. I will say something I have seen, and I do really want to try this. I have to go buy them. Is like the special type of hauls. They're like brown or gold paper, and supposedly it's like super sensitive for the underside of your head. You've had that before?
Mints. I don't think it was that.
I've done Altoids, but I've never done the hauls. I hear it's pretty intense.
I feel like the Pop Rocks, the ice, and the mint thing. That's something the vanilla people do, and then they're like, "Ooh, we're so kinky." You know what I mean? That's what you do when you got like 3 kids, 20 years of marriage.
You're right.
And you've been with like one other person in your entire 50 years. And you're like,
let's mix this up. Let's really kick it up a notch.
You'll never believe what I did to Jerry last night. I'm fucking wild, Sarah. Listen to this. I put an ice cube in my mouth. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, you're so right.
Meanwhile, other people.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm going to be swinging from the rafters. You're going to be fucking my pussy.
Meanwhile, us, it's like, so anyway, I slapped this one girl while blowing another. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, that's what I did. And that was a Thursday, so I went to work.
Yeah, I just tell you, like, this is a fucking problem because, okay, like, and there's nothing against vanilla. And sometimes vanilla sex is really good.
Oh, yeah. No.
But I'm up here. Like, motherfucker, I'm way up here. And then, oh, my God, my nipples are hard. Oh, my God, I see his nipple. Like, I'm way up here, and then there's some people that are down here, and I'm like, we're never going to bridge that gap. And, they'll be like, oh, my God, if you use Pop Rocks on my cock, how kinky would that be? And I'm like, motherfucker, I fucked 7 people last night. Like,
yeah.
Like,
no.
You know what I'm saying?
It is. It's like the dude who's only done, like, beer and marijuana once, and he's like, you want to get wild tomorrow?
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm baseline and shit over here.
Yeah, it's like, meanwhile, I'm 3 rocks deep. Like, fucking, I've literally got a needle in my arm, and I'm like, bro, that sounds fucking boring as shit. Like, bruh.
By the way, just say no to drugs. I'm not a drug girly.
No.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Same.
Okay.
I've actually never done a drug, ever.
Oh, I smoked. I was a pothead in college.
I've never done
and
marijuana.
And I did ecstasy. Oh, my God, really?
I've never smoked.
Don't. You would be fucking. I can't fucking imagine what you would be like high, but I would like to be a wallflower with you sometime.
Literally never done anything but alcohol.
All right, when we get older.
I was 21. I never even did underage drinking.
When we get older, let's be those people who are like, I got cataracts. And like, we got to go in and get our medical marijuana cards. And we'll do some edibles together.
You don't
together.
Even need medical card now.
You can just buy it. Well, I can't do drugs.
Well, the same. Right. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. This is like the other side. Drink some hot tea or liquid before giving him a blowjob so your mouth feels like a furnace. What do you think about that?
I remember.
Would you rather have a cold mouth or a hot mouth?
It was a long time ago, but I did not like the hot thing because it didn't really seem that different. It just seemed a little warmer than normal.
Hmm.
It wasn't like a big change. And also, I'd be afraid if it was too hot.
Yeah, really?
Like, do I want to stick my dick in a pot of boiling water?
Yeah,
no,
you like.
Not really.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, gargle or mouthwash or suck on a mint prior to giving a blowjob for an extra tingly sensation. These are all kind of the same.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think you're right. I feel like it's like, let's kick things up tonight, babe. Yeah. Like, let's see. Let me show you a little something. Yeah. But it's
gave the kid some cough syrup. You want to go back in the room? You know what I mean? Like,
Zarby's purple pill.
Yeah.
My God, I have a story about that. It's like mother of the year.
I gave some kids some Dramamine. You want to go back to the bedroom, sweetie?
You know I gave the kids some fucking melatonin, mm-hmm. and I have a Halls in my mouth. You want to go?
I'm fucking getting wild.
That's actually kind of hot, though. At least she's showing some initiative.
Honestly,
you know what I'm saying?
If I was like 15 years deep into marriage and my wife
did that,
I'd
be like, you know what?
I'd be like, I fucking
love you. I agree with that. I'd marry you again right now. Aw,
like,
I agree. Let's go to the Bahamas. I mean, to the, what's it, Hawaii, where we like renew our vows.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. I would do that. That honestly is real love.
I agree.
That's real love.
I don't know what that's like. But anyway.
Same. I'm just empty. But I'm just
we're both just dead inside.
It's fine. The only thing I do is eat chicken and masturbate. So that's all I got going for me.
But you haven't masturbated in 8 days.
I have not.
It's going to be such a big load. I can't wait.
I hope so.
Okay. All right. Here's the next one. Drive your guy crazy with a blended blowjob by alternating between sucking his penis and his balls back and forth until he's about to pop. Let's talk about that. Do you feel like you would be able to come if I took a break from your cock and was sucking your balls?
No.
I agree.
No.
Like, I'm like, how's that going to work?
It is nice to give him some attention, but it should not be 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I guess I don't have to get up so early tomorrow morning. I just got some news.
Oh, nice.
Morning sex. High five.
I'm a big fan
morning
of that.
Sex for sure. Yes. Okay. Anyways. Okay, the last one I want to talk to you about is some men say there is nothing hotter than the sight of seeing their semen on their lover's face, also known as a facial. Listen, we're vanilla here. Alternatively, he can ejaculate on your breasts, stomach, or back, which is affectionately known as coming all around the world.
I've never heard that one. I swear to God, it says around the world thing. Okay.
You know, if we fucked more often, we can play around the world, and I can be like, all right, you knocked out my abdomen. Okay. You knocked out my titties. Like, you know what I mean? And you could be like, all right, Adrian, I went around the world. I didn't know it was called that either.
I've never heard that, yeah.
Where do you like to come? Like, what's your favorite spot, you think?
I'll be honest.
Inside, I know.
I mean, that's probably number one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's convenient. It's nice, you know?
What about coming down someone's throat? Do you like that?
So, I don't know what it is about me, but I'm a big fan of just doing something different. So, probably...
Come on.
This is going to make me sound like a terrible person. But honestly, I'm a big fan of whatever my partner says, not doing that one. So if she's like, I want you to come in my mouth, I'm going to be like, yeah, I think I'm going to come on your tits. I don't know why.
You know, that's kind of like what I'm like. That's bratty. You're a little bit bratty.
Yeah. I guess
you like to make people... I'm kind of the same.
I guess my parents just didn't hug me enough.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is, but yeah. Because it'll be... Like, seriously, I was with this one girl. I mean, we dated for like 9-10 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost without fail. She'd be like, I want X. And I'd be like, I'm not feeling that tonight.
Yeah, you just fuck with her.
And then she even asked me one time, she's like, why do you... I feel like you always pick the opposite. If I say I want it in my mouth, you're like, nah, chest. And if I say chest, you're like... Yeah, I'm going to do it in your mouth.
I'm a big fan of a pearl necklace, though.
And I told her,
I have good tits to fuck.
And I told her straight up, I was like, I don't know why I do that. I'm kind of sorry, but then I'm kind of not. Because I kind of like it. But I am kind of sorry that I disappoint you.
You're not bratty with me.
Because you always give me what I want, so I don't have to.
You know, we're both givers. That's really nice. I know. Okay, so that was a lot of fun, and I feel like I'm ready to wrap this up because we have to go. So what we're going to do, the swing's over there on the floor. You can go see it. We're going to hang it up. We're going to be fully clothed. This is one of my favorite things to do with a sex swing. And if you want a sex swing, the one that I have is linked on my website, midlifecraving.com. It's 50 fucking bucks. Go get it.
It's very nice.
It is like the best. It is. Is it not incredible?
It's very nice. I get zero royalties from this, and I'm telling you, it's nice. So you can know I'm being truthful.
Okay, so we're going to... The sex swing just came back to my house. My friends were using it for their parties. And so... she's been clean. She's good to go, but she hasn't been here in a while. So, and I don't know who was using her before. So we're going to have to adjust the straps, but it's one of my favorite. It's like foreplay.
Yeah.
And so I want you to like line it up, make sure it's like good to go. And then you're going to use me as a free use toy. So for real, I want you to really like own the part for me, hot dog. Okay. Like own the part. Like, I don't care if I say, I want you to do something for like your brattiness has to come out here. Like you just, I want you to use me. That turns me on.
All right. Bet.
Okay.
Bet.
The way you're looking at me, I'm like, oh my God.
I don't think you understand. I'm dying. I'm like, and
should
I'm also
I make
like
you wait?
Three high noons deep. So my body's like,
it's time to get that out.
Because the only time I drink is when I'm about to have sex.
Really?
Basically, I don't like drinking unless I'm like,
I like sober out. Sex.
See, I like drunk sex.
No.
Because I get, it lets me get a little more. Because I feel like if I have sober sex, I'm always like worried. I'm like, is she enjoying it? Am I doing this wrong? Am I doing that wrong?
Let me just put this out there to
which
the masses.
Which is so funny.
Sober sex is always better. Always.
Not for me.
Tomorrow morning, you're going to be sober.
Yeah. But it's just, I'm being.
You feel like you're freakier when you've been drinking?
I feel like my partner enjoys it more when I'm drunk. Because it's funny, because I feel like when I'm drunk, I care less about what the other person thinks, and they enjoy it more. Whereas if I'm sober, I'm too worried about doing what you want me to do that it ends
up. You feel that pressure?
Right. And then the other person doesn't like it because I'm not like into it as much because I'm too busy trying to figure out what I'm doing. You know, it's like overthinking.
Now, I'm a sober girl all day long. I have much, like, I don't need anything to drink, and I'm going to fuck your brains out. I have no problem. I will be the same exact way every single time. In fact, I don't like drinking. Like, when I go to lifestyle parties and lifestyle events, I limit myself to two drinks, and then I'll have a water, and then maybe one more drink, but I do not like being tipsy or drunk. I want to remember everything. I don't like blurs. I don't like, what do we do? Or, oof. Forgot about
yeah,
that.
I don't get like blackout. No.
No, I know, but like I don't need liquid courage at all.
Always.
I'm surprised by that.
It is. It's just like I make it too complicated.
Don't. Especially not with me. You'd be free.
That's the thing though. It's just, it is what it is. I always get worried like, she's not enjoying it.
What?
I should do X or this isn't working out or this or that. I always get like nervous. Like I'm not doing well.
Okay, well, next time we fuck, we're not going to drink. I mean, we only had like three high noons, but no, let's fuck sober. For real. I've had three high noons too. It's basically sober.
Yeah.
I mean, really. But yeah, you should enjoy sober sex.
I mean,
tomorrow morning we'll be sober.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying I don't enjoy it. It's just I feel like it's better when I'm not. Like for me, performance wise.
Okay.
You know.
All right. I mean, you know, listen, you guys face a lot of pressure when it comes to performance and all that stuff. I understand what you're saying.
It is. And I always have to be like top anyway.
But drink. Yeah, you are. You are an energizer. Yeah, you are definitely like an energizer bunny.
I am for sure a high score guy.
Like, yes, you are.
Every time I go to the arcade, I'm like, what's the high score? I fucking want it.
You are. You definitely are. It's kind of like one of the things I really like about you. But I don't know. I feel like I just want to remember everything, and some of my very best sexual experiences have been completely sober, like no drinking at all whatsoever. So
I don't know. I feel like most of the time I'm drunk.
That, you know.
Honestly, I'm just.
All right, well, next time you're not allowed to drink with me.
Aw, so. Come on.
Okay, so we're going to go fuck in the swing. Mm-hmm. We're not going to delay anymore, I promise. I'm going to hang that thing up. You're going to pound my pussy, and then we're going to go get dinner. We're going to come back here. We're going to fuck again, crash, and then fuck again in the morning.
Nice. I really want some Mexican too.
Yes, let's fucking do it.
Let's die.
Me too. I'm hungry. Okay, so next time you'll come back again, right?
Always.
I know. You know, I'm cracking up because I think I said it on my last episode. You broke your phone. What happened? You, like, lost your phone? I get this random email, and I'm like,
I snapped it in half.
Why?
I did. It was on accident.
Oh.
I wasn't, like, raging or anything.
No, but I get this random email at, like, 9 o'clock at night. You're like, Adrian, I lost my phone. I didn't ghost you. Please, please text me.
Yeah. And I was, like, so worried,
Would you go to my website?
Yeah. I had to, like, I was, because I was, aww, like, I got my new phone. I waited, like, a day or two. And then I was like,
Oh, that's funny.
Because I remember we were texting,
yeah.
Before I left on vacation.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe she'll text me. And then I was like, maybe she's busy. And so I waited a couple days and I was like, I don't want her to think. Because I remember you texted me and I was going to respond. I was like, I'll wait till tomorrow to respond. And then my phone went in half. And I was like, I don't want her to think I'm ghosting her. So then I like, I had to remember your name, Googled it, and then fucking sent it in.
You don't know my fucking name?
Well, not the last name.
Do you know it now?
Well, yes.
Okay. I know your last name.
You're famous.
I'm not famous.
You're more famous than I.
That's just because I don't say your real name.
Well,
so
fair enough.
All right, we're gonna go fuck. I'm not even gonna do like some fancy closure. I'm gonna get in the sex swing. It's been 2 months since I fucked in it.
That's a long time.
This is a lot of fun today, though.
It is.
You're
check
always...
it out. Check it out on our website.
What? The I'll swing?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'll shameless
get the
plug
swing.
For you.
Hell yeah. Get the swing. You. And if you like my favorite vibrator, tracysdog.com, Coco, use code Cravers20 to get 20% off. I gotta pay the bills around this motherfucker.
Someone's gotta fucking work around here.
All right, Cravers, I will see you guys back in 2 weeks.